News Talk 1620 WTAW. It'll be about 2 weeks from now that the Texas Transportation Commission will consider final action to fund the expansion of the Rudder Freeway between William D. Fitch and College Station and Highway 21 in Bryan. That came about because of a presentation during yesterday's Bryan City Council meeting about the location of new Gateway Monument signage along the freeway. Bryan City Council being notified of the freeway expansion project yesterday by City Engineer Paul Casper.
TxDOT has gotten funding for expanding Highway 6, and that's a good thing for our region, but it's maybe not the best thing for locating a monument sign right in the middle of a upcoming widening project. And so the design is just now beginning. They've just gotten authorization to move forward on that, and we don't know, in talking with them just yesterday, like, can we come up with a safe zone? Like, here, we could put it here, and we know that won't get affected. And they were pretty clear, no, at this time, we don't know where that could be. An estimated date of 2024 for the construction completion of that roadway, I think it could stretch out to 2025 in talking with TxDOT yesterday. But the design will certainly know much earlier than that. They're going to let the project to bid probably in 2022, fiscal year 2022. So 2 to 3 years of construction is what I think they're anticipating for that big a project. But sometime before 2022, we should know where a good location would be. The question would be, do we pull the trigger? Is it going to be able to be done, or will it have to be undone by their construction? And we might want to wait until they possibly build up the dirt work area where our monument sign might go.
Comments again from City Engineer Paul Casper about the freeway expansion that'll be formally acted upon August 30th by the Texas Transportation Commission. This came about in the Bryan City Council workshop yesterday as the council was considering locations to build gateway monuments on the freeway. No opposition to building one of those two monuments on the freeway on the north side of the city as people come into town, but as for the location of the second one, that is apparently going to be delayed because of this freeway expansion. So the conversation then turned into building the second Gateway Monument on Highway 21 from the west side of the city of Bryan. And that idea coming from Mayor Andrew Nelson, you'll also hear comments from City Engineer Paul Casper.
What about Highway 21? I know that's not on the, is that on the radar to look at, or is that completely out of the scope right now?
If we decide to really wait until to build the second one, it's possible that we decide to shift the funds for that one and look at building it on building one of them on 21. You're allowed to build two
between Caldwell and Relis
roadway, so one kind of gatewaying each side into the community. So we could some direction about pursuing one on the east or west side of Highway 21 and in lieu of doing the one at Briarcrest for now.
What do you guys think? Does that sound reasonable to look maybe before, but as you're going from Caldwell and coming into town and from on Austin, the right there before you hit Relis?
Yeah.
On 21?
Pardon me?
That's there now.
City of Bryan.
It just says City of Bryan, right?
Yes.
I'm talking about like on the right-hand side before you hit the Relis campus.
I understand.
Just something that really, again, highlights and...
Yeah, that would be plenty of space out there for it.
I think the system's putting in quite a bit of money there, so
yes,
might not be a bad thing to.
I can see that.
Partner.
And there's no way we can do them together. The ones on six to try to save some money there.
We will certainly incur more costs by doing them separately, like delaying building the one on six. But well, you could decide to delay, not build any on 6 and focus on 21. We take direction however council would like to go.
If we do the one on the north side and we do 21, and we'd get a two-for-one benefit?
Right now,
basically
we have budgeted for two.
Highway 6 so. And
west.
The west 21.
Really?
So we're still getting a two-for-one benefit.
I think that's good.
But we don't risk having to throw away what we do on the south 6 side.
Yesterday's Bryan Council discussion on this subject wrapped up with a thought from City Councilman Mike Sutherland and the reaction from Mayor Andrew Nelson.
You can't put anything on the bridges, like you couldn't hang anything from Briarcrest Bridge. There,
no.
The other way.
You and I can do that late at night.
Okay. Well, they decorate the bridges
up
all the time.
Council's getting in better shape. I think we're going to, 2 a.m., let's have a meeting.
All right, okay.
No quorum, just two of us.
You bring the banner.
Thank you very much.
Again, comments from yesterday's Bryan City Council meeting where the council is moving ahead with the construction of one Gateway Monument on the north side of the city, entering town on the freeway, and a second location on Highway 21 at the west city limits. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.